WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Digital Minimalism, your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to hijack your attention. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super powerful. Cultivating gratitude in a world that thrives on comparison and competition. Let's be real. Scrolling through social media can feel like a never-ending highlight reel. Everyone seems to have it all figured out. The perfect vacations, the flawless relationships, the envy-inducing careers. Ever felt that pang of inadequacy creeping in? You know that feeling when you compare your behind-the-scenes mess to someone else's carefully curated masterpiece online? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. This constant comparison game is a major distraction from what truly matters. It steals our joy, fuels anxiety, and leaves us feeling perpetually discontent. So how do we break free from this cycle and cultivate genuine gratitude in a world that seems obsessed with more? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reclaim your happiness. 1. Shift your focus from lack to abundance. Think about it. The human brain is wired to focus on what's missing. It's like our built-in negativity bias constantly looking for things we lack. But here's a game changer. Consciously shifting your focus to what you already have. What are you grateful for right now? Maybe it's your health, a supportive friend, a cozy home, or even just the fact that you woke up this morning. 2. Practice daily gratitude rituals. Make gratitude a part of your daily routine. It doesn't have to be anything elaborate. Maybe start by writing down 3 things you're grateful for each day in a journal, or simply take a few moments to reflect on the good things in your life. You can even express gratitude directly to people who make a difference in your life. A simple thank you can go a long way. 3. Unfollow comparison traps. Let's face it, social media can be a breeding ground for comparison. If certain accounts or feeds consistently leave you feeling envious or inadequate, unfollow them. You don't need to expose yourself to negativity if there are other inspiring and uplifting voices out there waiting to be discovered. 4. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for major milestones to feel grateful. Acknowledge the small victories along the way. Finishing a challenging task, learning something new, or simply having a good laugh with friends. These little moments add up and contribute to your overall sense of well-being. 5. Remember that comparison is the thief of joy. This is a golden rule, folks. Comparing yourself to others is like trying to keep up with a moving target. It's an endless race with no finish line. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and remember that everyone has their own path to navigate. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember when I was obsessed with learning to play the guitar? I'd spend hours watching YouTube videos of these incredibly talented musicians, feeling completely inadequate in comparison. It took a while for me to realize that I was comparing my behind-the-scenes practice struggles to their polished performances, and it was killing my motivation. Once I shifted my focus to enjoying the process of learning, celebrating small victories like mastering a new chord, and appreciating the journey itself, things started to change. I still have a long way to go, but now the joy of creating music outweighs the temptation to compare myself to others. So remember, cultivating gratitude isn't about denying challenges or pretending everything is perfect. It's about choosing to focus on the good, celebrating what we have, and finding joy in the journey itself. Take action today. Maybe start by writing down 3 things you're grateful for right now. Share them with a friend or post them online. Let's spread some positivity. And don't forget to subscribe to Digital Minimalism so you don't miss out on more daily doses of sanity and inspiration. Until next time, keep it real and keep it grateful.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.